Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Monday, March 1st, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Ministry continues in Haiti despite the violence. India's elections cause concerns for mission workers. And systematic Bible training goes mobile. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Haiti. As many ministries have called their staff home, one organization continues outreach. Tom DeVries of the Bible League says they've established offices run by Haitian nationals. DeVries says as the unrest spreads across the island nation, their work is able to continue, but not without challenges.
We have two offices, one in Port-au-Prince, that has been a little bit more difficult to work, but we also have another office in Jacmel, which has remained open and can continue to provide some training and provide scriptures to the churches as they go out and share God's word with new people.
God's word is an incredible need in Haiti.
Because many people don't have God's word, it really gets syncretized with other religions, even to the point of voodoo being mixed in with the Christian faith. Within the last 2 to 3 years now that we opened up the office, we've seen a tremendous change and tremendous opportunity. People are looking for God.
Elsewhere, uneasiness is on the rise as India's parliament elections approach next month.
The political party that has most of the power right now is the Bharatiya Janata Party, or BJP. Under their rule, things have been very unfriendly for Christians in many parts of the country. There's a fear that this party and these kinds of people would gain much more power in upcoming elections.
That's Dave DeGroat of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan. He says the surge of support behind a nationalist movement and anti-conversion laws throughout India makes evangelistic work risky, but
we use the local people who are almost always able to find ways around these problems as they crop up. However, this will be another set of big problems again, and they're asking us for prayer. And we, in turn, do want to pray for them, and we also want to keep empowering them to do their work while there's opportunities.
You're listening to Mission Network News. More than 38,000 people are homeless in New York City alone. It's a problem that's facing many major cities around the United States. It's also a problem that Here's Life Inner City is addressing. Here's Life's Ted Gandy says they plan to distribute 7,000 homeless care kits this year.
Taking a kit like that, that has real value, and saying we love you, we like want to interact with you, here's something that I think you need, can we help you find a shelter? It's what Christ would do, and that's what we want to do, and we think there are thousands of Christians that are wanting to do that.
The kits include a blanket, hat, gloves, and even a Bible. Gandy says it gives them hope, hope that can only be found in Christ. So who better to share that hope than church members?
We provide them to churches and organizations that are working in poor communities, working in areas where the homeless are. And the reality is that when it comes down to it, we actually save lives.
Next, mission agencies are watching Sri Lanka's April 2nd election with great interest. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the Supreme Council of Monks put 260 candidates on the ballot under the National Heritage Party. They hope to enact new laws banning unethical conversions. The monks are promising to give due place to other religions and not threaten them. However, many acts of aggression against Christians in recent months have been organized and led by Buddhist monks. Please pray. And the Evangelical Baptist Mission's Tri-M program continues to grow. Mobile teams take systematic Bible training to Christian leaders where they live. Teams just finished a training session in the Ukraine and Moldova. Another Tri-M team taught elements to both men and women in Niger's churches. Pray especially for the pastor of a new church plant there, that he would be enriched in his learning and be able to share that which he is learning with his newly formed church family. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It not only features information on the persecuted church, but also gives you the information you need to help suffering believers. That's VOM's Persecuted Church newsletter at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.